Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
U.S. Energy Secretary Ernest Moniz and Ali Achbar Salehi, the head of the Atomic Energy Organization of Iran, never knew each other at MIT. But their shared time there provided a connection as they worked out the technical aspects of the Iranian nuclear deal. WBUR's Fred Tice reports on how MIT played into the deal.
Today, many people in the United States question whether Iran needs a nuclear power program. But in the 1970s, the U.S. was actually encouraging its then ally, Iran, to develop such a program, and MIT was central to that effort. Richard Lester was a student at MIT then.
Nobody anticipated that we would have 35 years of confrontation with Iran. And certainly nobody anticipated that one of the people that would be involved in trying to resolve that confrontation was one of those students who came to MIT from Iran in the 1970s.
That student was Ali Achbar Salehi, the man who negotiated the technical aspects of the proposed nuclear deal with the United States. Mo Magimi, who lives in Newton now and teaches at Middlesex Community College, remembers Salehi from their days together at MIT. Magimi was one of the Iranian students brought in a special program to train Iranian nuclear engineers.
Ali Salehi was our classmate. He was there 2 years before us, and he had at that time passed his doctoral exam. He was like a guide to the rest of us.
At the time, Ken Hansen was the acting chairman of the Nuclear Engineering Department at MIT. He remembers interviewing some 50 students in Tehran. Opposition to the Shah of Iran was growing, both in Iran and among Iranian students in the United States. Hansen says at MIT, not everyone supported the program for Iranian students.
When this program was first created, there was opposition on the campus on the grounds that the Shah was a terrible person, and we didn't want him to have any kind of knowledge that would help build a weapon.
Among those opposed was MIT linguistics professor Noam Chomsky. Very much opposed, Chomsky writes in an email to WBUR. He continues, the student body was overwhelmingly opposed, but only a few faculty were, me among them. We did not think that MIT should, in effect, sell its nuclear engineering department to anyone, certainly not to a brutal dictator with one of the worst human rights records in the world. For Mo Magimi, the program was an opportunity to learn how to build nuclear power plants in Iran.
So in August of 1975, I came to Boston, and we were a group of like close to 29 students, and they were all vibrant, working hard, and they were all successful. Almost all of them were successful.
2 years later, the Iranian Revolution began. 2 years after that, the Shah was deposed, and Ayatollah Khomeini came to power. Magimi decided to return to the United States. Most of the Iranian students from that MIT program now live in the U.S. and Canada. Other MIT students stayed in Iran. Among them, Ali Achbar Salehi. Magimi recalls how at one point Salehi came back to the United States to try to recruit some of the Iranians who had studied with him at MIT.
He came here and he talked to a group of students who were here from all kinds of backgrounds, not just nuclear.
Magimi remembers another former MIT student who also came back from Iran to recruit. That student became the leader of the Iranian nuclear program.
That guy came to me and asked me to go back, and they offered good position, but at that time I was following my PhD at MIT. I didn't want to go back.
Ken Hansen does not believe that the students' MIT training contributed much to Iran's ability to produce highly enriched uranium or plutonium, the two materials used in nuclear weapons.
I don't think the students garnered anything that would do much to help the Iranian nuclear program. The technologies are just so wildly different.
At the same time that Salehi was studying at MIT, Ernest Moniz was just beginning to teach there. Richard Lester knew them both.
Salehi was a PhD student at MIT in the nuclear engineering department. Moniz was starting out as an assistant professor of physics at MIT.
Lester is now the acting chairman of the Department of Nuclear Science and Engineering at MIT. At the time, he was a student with Salehi.
He was a very well-liked, well-regarded student.
On the other side of the table from Salehi in the Iran nuclear talks was U.S. Secretary of Energy Ernest Moniz. Ken Hansen believes that was a fortuitous circumstance.
Ernie is a very bright, sophisticated guy who was very good at finding out what are the significant issues in any discussion we're having.
The skills Moniz and Salehi needed for those negotiations, Mo Magimi believes they developed at MIT.
They can calculate exactly to the micro level how dangerous would it be if we use atomic weapons or weapons of mass destruction of any kind. That background, that training at MIT or being a professor at MIT helps them a lot. That friendship and bond that brings all of us together. That has helped them a lot.
For Richard Lester, that common experience of MIT was a foundation for the two men's negotiations.
The fact that they had MIT in common was surely not unhelpful in the progress of the negotiations. They started out here at about the same time, and I think when you have something like that in common, it does help.
And it's not that MIT is good old alma mater, says Ken Hansen. It's that MIT is something you survive. It's so demanding, it forces people to learn faster than they've ever learned before. And that creates a common bond among those who go through it.
MIT engenders a lot of respect. And if people go through that program and they meet each other, they can communicate fairly easily.
Ali Achbar Salehi and Ernest Moniz, two key negotiators on opposite sides, connected and forged a deal, thanks in part to their connection with MIT. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.